We find an amazing statement said by Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the famous Tana. He says as follows, "B'chol mokim shegolu shchina imoim." In any place that the Jewish people were exiled, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, is with them. And he carries on and he says, "V'af k'shehin asidin lihigoyel." And even when they are going to be, in the future, be redeemed, Shechina imoim, the Divine Presence, is with them. In other words, Rashbi is saying about Hashem's going out of Golus together with the Jewish people, that one shouldn't think that even though that Hashem finds himself with the Jewish people in their exile, however, when it comes the time of the redemption, Hashem will go out of the exile before the Jewish people, even for 1 minute. No, says Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Rather, a Yid should know, and he should be calm, that so long as he is in Golus, Hashem is in Golus. And Hashem is going to go out of Golus together with every single Jew. As it says in the Pasuk, "Beshov Hashem elekecha shvuscha." And as the rabbis explain the Pasuk, Hashem will go out im shvuscha, together with the Jewish people. Hashem is going to go out of Golus only once he has brought the Yidden as well out of Golus. And this idea of Hashem redeeming the Jewish people from Golus and staying with them till the last moment really happens even before the last moment. That before going out of the Golus, already like it was in the time of the Golus Mitzrayim, that it says that by the Makas Choshech, at the plague of darkness, the Jewish people had light. As the Pasuk says, L'chol bnei Yisrael, hayo oir b'mei shveisam. To all the Jewish people, there was oir, light, b'mei shveisam in their dwelling places. And the Yidden stopped working for a few months in Mitzrayim, even before they left Mitzrayim, even before the redemption. What does this teach us? The same thing in our Golus now. That even before Hashem takes us out of this Golus with the Geula, there still is an element of Geula, of Oir, of light in our situation. Hashem gives the blessing that even the way we are in Golus, right now, right before the Geula, the darkness of Golus should be illuminated by every single Jew, by all Jewish people, light, beruchnius in the spiritual sense, and light begashmius in the physical sense.